probably bought their fruit and not realized it. This is a family-owned citrus packer that grows, packs, markets, and ships around the world. And today, we head to southwestern Arizona for a look ourselves. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. Mark Spencer's family has been in the citrus business since the early years of the past century.
My dad used to have a pickup truck, and it said Spencer & Spencer Grove Care in operation since 1912.
Mark's grandfather worked in the citrus industry in the early 1900s, and after World War II, his grandfather and father came to Yuma to begin their own packing house. In the early 1980s, they became an independent citrus packer, a rarity in the business. The other three citrus packers in Yuma are affiliated with a large marketing association.
Whichever one of those packing houses they come to, they will sign their fruit in. And really what they're doing is they're turning over control of their crop, complete control of their crop to that packing house. When it gets harvested and how it's handled afterwards, even how much of it gets harvested, is determined by that packing house.
The Spencers own about 1,500 acres of citrus and handle another 2,000 acres for area growers. 75% of the fruit that goes through the business is lemons, with the rest split between grapefruit, tangelos, and unique varieties of oranges.
We've always had a lot of Japanese customers. Japan uses a lot of lemons. Lately, one of our major customers has become Australia.
The lemons are the only fruit they export. Quality fruit and a quality pack are a very important part of the Spencer's business.
I don't grow my fruit organically, but I really only have to spray for citrus thrips using a very mild pesticide and maybe once a year. In fact, some of our groves we don't spray at all. And we use IPM a lot, and we're out there in the field watching all the time.
We'll have more from the Citrus Packer next time as we travel the countryside in Yuma, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.